If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. To hear the Lord's voice, to listen, is to come to the fountain of living waters, to pray. We all know that to pray is important. But so many times we go through all the motions of prayer and nothing seems to happen. We tend to become discouraged. And yet in some of the most revealing verses of the gospel, we find Jesus literally absorbed in prayer. Jesus needed prayer. At the end of a busy day and the beginning of another one. And to understand why he needed it, we remind ourselves that Jesus came to bring us the good news about God, his Father, the source of all life for each of us. It is through the reality of God's love for us, as Paul tells us today, that we are able to experience the wholeness of what life is really all about. This is really the pearl of great price. The most important element in our life is to be constantly in union with God's life, the fountain within us. The aspect of life that our individual prayers must reflect is always a dimension of mystery. As people of prayer, we become sensitive that life around us is more than rocks and stars and beetles and things that we can see and touch. We become aware as we become older that we come and go with a continuing, mysterious, encompassing presence. The words of Saint Paul resonate, "In God we live and move and have our very being." And this growing sensitivity in our heart is not the experience of some faraway God breaking into our life. Rather, it is the experience of God breaking out of our life, from inside of us. The Spirit of God is within us. And as we go on in years, at first it becomes a suspicion, and then a very calm assurance that the ordinary events of our life continually reveal the extraordinary closeness of God. So that after a while, the wrinkled skin of little babies, as well as the wrinkled skin of old people, shows us the path to the presence of God in people and in our lives. And we discover that the goal of prayer is not to contact some faraway missing God, but the goal of prayer is to allow the God presence within us to enter our mind, that we become conscious of this mystery, to respond to the closeness that is always there. To be aware that the fountain of living water is always there within our spirit. Our problem is that we can say, yes, I believe that. I know it. But too often it is only a concept, an idea, not yet quite an experience, ongoing. It needs to be interiorized, to become heartfelt. Jesus, by his own example, helps us understand that praying is to become an experience of union with God within us. The awareness of this pervasive presence of God in human life comes easily to us in extreme moments when we crash and when we soar. Then the mystery that we dwell within quite easily enters our consciousness. When the power of life surges within us, strengthens us, it's easy to pray and say, oh God, it is good to be alive. Or then, when the power of mystery ebbs away, abandons us, the prayer of petition comes to our throat as we do cry out, God help me. In those moments of hope and threat, then it is easy for us to become aware that inescapably we always are related to a mystery. But we don't need to wait for those extreme moments when we crash and when we soar to seek the prayer of God's presence within us. Little by little, especially now during the springtime of Lent, we discover that in our lives each day there is a rhythm of living. There's a meaning and a depth in the ordinary situations that we encounter. And that is when we seek prayer. The little daily events, when we are aware of increased tension, any time during the day it should prompt us for a few moments of relaxed meditation. Driving a car, or coming to the many stoplights, an opportunity for prayerful reflection on the ongoing day's activities. Unexpectedly running into an old friend, a prayer of gratitude, or failing to meet a responsibility, asking a prayer of forgiveness to the Merciful One. Glancing at the stars through the dark night, a prayer of praise. Doing the routine household chores can become a backdrop for prayer. Or when we feel depressed and anxious, a petition for peace and strength. Too often today, people simply do not have the opportunity for formal prayer, time set aside. But there can be a growing consciousness to multiply the number of situations during the day that become little catalysts, little triggers for prayer, little moments that eventually can lead to longer prayers of meditation. The Apostle Paul helps us understand that each of us is a composite of body, spirit. we are quite aware of the fact that we have a body. We spend a great deal of time and attention feeding it, dressing it, resting it, taking care of it. It's important to care for its well-being. But Paul would have us understand there's another element that is far more important, our interior spirit, our soul. We cannot see this dimension with our eyes. And yet within us there is a whole universe. Our feelings, our thoughts, emotions, memory, motivation, our dreams, our imagination. That is why he says it's so important to get in touch with this inner being, our spirit, to discover who it is that we are, to look inside and understand that the inner and the outer are intimately related. Just as today the church is trying to understand, help us understand that modern medicine and the church engage in what we would call holistic medicine, the treatment of the entire whole person. Because we do know that when we are sick in spirit through fear, anxiety, insecurity, guilt, caused even by the institutional church, all of this can permeate our inner life. And that condition can literally make us physically ill. The pills of the medication can remove the symptoms, but not heal physically until we are made whole spiritually. Now here is the heart of what Paul tells us in the book to the Thessalonians. The deepest level of our spirit, at the very center of our soul, we discover the level at which God's Holy Spirit has direct contact with each of us personally. So that when we pray, we are making direct contact with the living God at the very deepest point of our spirit within us. The Holy Spirit of the living God and our own personal spirit enter into that intimate, profound union. That is the point that Jesus made today in the gospel to the woman at the well when he said that God is within us as a spring of living water welling up within us always on into eternity, which begins now. And once we discover that God contact at the very center of our being, then the sound and the fury and the psychic jangling that are so disturbing to us can take away the fears of the future. So that once more we discover the blessing of the meaning to know that we are intimately related to God within us. And it is what we call the mystery of prayer that makes it possible. Jesus needed it, and so do we. The Spirit of the living God is as close to us as we are to ourselves. The living God knows our secret drives, the backyards of our souls. And if today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Learn to listen.